The National Hajj Committee says it is putting in place the necessary measures to ensure that pilgrims return from Mecca before December 7 so that they can vote. The committee is also asking prospective pilgrims to pay the same fare of $3,100 or its Ghana cedis equivalent as they did last year. The chairman of the National Hajj Committee, Alhaji Al-Hassan Beni, tells Radio Ghana that the deadline for payment of this year's Hajj fare is 31st August, insisting that there will not be any extension.
This year, we've set up new plans to avoid problems of last year. The basic problem is that when we get to Saudi Arabia, we have a lot of infiltrators who come to occupy our buildings at Mecca and Mina. So we are planning to get a uniform for all pilgrims this year, so that they'll be identified by the uniform, and anybody who hasn't got that uniform will know that it's not part of the pilgrims we brought from Ghana. And we hope that will minimize the infiltration of people who are living in the kingdom. That's one of the new things we want to do.
Many will be wondering the fee payment. How much are you going to charge for the pilgrims this year?
Yes, as we've always been saying, we have been stagnant. We don't move. This week we've been getting $3,100, and it's going to be the same $3,100. However, people can pay its equivalent in cedis. So if you go to the bank, you ask to know how much $3,100 will be in cedis. If you are told the equivalent, you pay the equivalent. But you are finding it difficult to get a stabilized price that will take through the period because of the fluctuations in the market.
This year is an election year, and for many politicians, the fear is that some of the people might go there and wouldn't come back to vote. Is there any plans to ensure that they go and come back early so that they can take part in the elections?
Yeah, this is a very good question. We intend to let the first flight go by 4th October, and we are hoping that we'll get a bigger plane this year that will take our pilgrims of 5,000 plus on 5 different occasions. So if we go to the 10th flight, which simply means that the 5,000 will be on 10 flights. And if we start on the 4th of October, by the 14th, everybody should be in the kingdom. And we are hoping that a week after the Arafah, which is going to be 25th of October, that is by 1st of November, the first flight should be coming home. We made adequate preparation that by the 15th of November, everybody should be in Ghana to prepare for the elections. That is our preparation this year.
Last year, despite the success story, many people were still found wanting at the Elwak Stadium, especially those that were coming from the northern, upper east and upper west regions. What plans is the Hajj Committee taking to avoid this?
Last year, we had 16 flights to go. And only the 14th, we found it very difficult to get visas for the 15th and the 16th. And most of our brothers coming from the northern were supposed to go by the 15th and the 16th. And they had already traveled from Tamale, Bolga, Bokuwa, and the rest anyway in Accra. We could not get a visa for them. It was very difficult for us to tell them to go back then. However, this year we intend airlifting them from Tamale Airport to Accra. So whoever we airlifted from Tamale, we are sure he has got his visa, he has got his ticket, he has got everything ready. So as soon as he comes from Tamale to Accra Airport, he's moving to Medina. So there will be nobody left at the airport or at Elwak. This is the plan this year. And the Hajj village, we are going to make it strictly for those who are traveling. Anybody who is not going to go to Mecca will not be allowed into the Hajj village. So that will be sure that only the pilgrims go in there and travel in comfort and safely. Well, the only message I'll have for them is, since we have got the closing date at 31st of August, we are entreating them to do their best and pay early. Because this year we are not going to extend the deadline.
Alhaji Al-Hassan Bene is the chairman of the National Hajj Committee.